views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we will have some of the most interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters, and authors, all here to help you find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And we would love you to call in, engage with us, speak to us. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Looking forward to hearing from you. But you know, at the top of this series, the question was, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you going to access and use it? Well, here we are. Today, we're looking specifically at 2013 and what is going to be new for you in this new year, new era. Before we do that, though, let's have a look at today. It's the penultimate day of 2012, a year of major changes, major shifts for many, many people. And it's a good time to take time to reflect on what has passed this year, which aspects of you have grown. And it's also a wonderful time just to give thanks for everything that has shown up for healing in your life during the past 12 months. An attitude of gratitude is absolutely the best thing to have. It's very important because it helps you maintain an energetic flow in your life. And when that gratitude is flowing and you're giving gratitude out, then the universe replies and brings lots of more of what you're being grateful for into your life. So this is just a fabulous time to have a life review of the past 12 months. It can prove very productive because you can chart the highs and the lows of the year, like the waves in the ocean, the peaks and then the troughs, noticing the increase in strength as you surface back up on the way back up. Because every time you go right down, there is only one way to go, and that's back up. But you emerge with more strength, with more understanding, and more knowledge. So this year, many of us have rebirthed the divine feminine in our lives. What did that mean for you? How does that show up for you? Feedback I'm getting from some of my clients who've been working with me is that it's had an amazing knock-on effect in their families. Is it affecting others in your family? This shift in your energy most definitely has a knock-on effect. So if you've got a moment, email us or phone in. How did it show up for you? Or perhaps you're still, or you feel you're still in the midst of birthing. We are all at different stages on our journeys through life, our spiritual journey, our soul's home going, if you like. And so if you are in the midst of birthing, perhaps you still need to really nurse yourself gently through the process. Be very kind to yourself. And sometimes it can be good to look at how your own actual physical birth onto the planet was. Was it very calm? Did everything go smoothly? Did you just come in the matter of a few hours? Or did you struggle to get down that canal? Was it all a big struggle? Did it go on for hours? Did it take so much longer than one would have thought? You know, it can be a great indicator of how you will birth all things in your life, physical or energetic projects, all that kind of thing. It can be a really good scale, if you like, to just notice how you birthed originally. But the other thing I'd like to do right now is to remind ourselves about what the divine feminine characteristics are. Remember, we're talking about love, and the prime love I'm talking about here is, contrary to our teaching, is self-love, to really love yourself unconditionally, which means you need to be able to accept yourself exactly as you are, to have understanding for yourself, compassion for yourself, forgiveness, respect, acknowledge yourself, see yourself, understand that you are a divine being. All of those aspects of love are yours, yours for the taking, if you choose to own them. And so it's about choice, it's about balance and equality. And then once you've really gotten that understanding, you've pumped up your love body, you're full of love, guess what? It's like a bank. The more love you've got in the bank to give away, the more you will give away, and you'll spread the love and step into the oneness. Because the more respect you have for yourself, the more your respect you're going to have for your next door neighbor, person across the road, all of that kind of thing. So it's about remembering these divine characteristics. And the lovely thing this year is more and more men are showing up to embrace this divine feminine aspects in their lives, acknowledging a lot of the very feminine skills like psychic skills, visionary abilities that become more loving. Guess what? It's okay to cry. And they've just become more in touch with their emotions and bringing that side forward, the gentle man, gentleness. And so more women are showing up in leadership roles as they balance their feminine with the masculine, because both have been wounded. You know, the divine feminine hasn't cornered the market on woundedness. Men have been wounded, and women too. And it's when we come into that glorious place of balance that everything really begins to work. So more women standing up, they're finding their voices, speaking their truth, being authentic. How authentic are you? Have you dropped all the masks in 2012? So you know what? This is a good subject to take time out to be with. Because maybe you've after you've listened to the program this evening or during the day, wherever you are in the world, it could be good to sit down and review your life this year. Look at it on a monthly basis. And there will be much to be grateful for in every month as life has thrown the dice for you. Write it down. This is wonderful to write down in your journal. Don't edit. Don't get, oh, well, we think this, that, and the next thing, and then you put a line through it. Well, actually, I don't, because you intellectualize it. Always just put down what comes in. And then we're going to move now into what of 2013. What does it have to offer you after the challenges of 12 and all the predictions? And after the break that's coming up in a moment or two, we're going to go into that in detail, because there is such a lot to look at here. 2013 is going to be a big year. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to sharing my thoughts with you. A lot of it I channeled earlier today. In fact, I was up in the middle of the night. I'm a bit like Wayne Dyer. I'm definitely a middle of the night person. That's when they speak to me. But you know what? This is exciting. Let's get pens, papers out, because you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will explore more about this fascinating subject of you, your divine feminine energy, and 2013, and what is coming next on your life's agenda. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children have a...
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Welcome back. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. We were talking about your divine feminine power in 2012 and your ability to co-create an amazing life with the divine in 2013. And just to mention at this point that there are 5 MP3s as giveaways this week to the first 5 people who call in and leave their email and various other bits and pieces. These MP3s are channeled hypnovisualizations from the illumined beings of light through me. And the one that is up there is to help you clear a lot of old programming and negativity from your base chakra. So I may tell you, heavy, heavy duty work, extremely powerful. Feedback from clients using it is awesome. So take the opportunity to get to us, email us, or phone in and leave your information. 2013, we are starting with a blank canvas, and we start on Tuesday, the 1st of January. And we also spoke last week about asking for help from our co-creator, the source, the universe, mother, father, God, whatever you care to call it is okay. It is the co-creative force. And we're going to ask to bring forward whatever it is that truly and really makes our hearts sing in 2013. And together, you will create your painting, your picture of who you truly are and who you aspire to be. And 2013 is and will be the year of self-realization for many. There are many people who've just been holding themselves. Just it's like a deep in-breath, ready. They've gone through all the growing pains and they're ready to step into their power. They're ready to get out of their own way and let their dreams come true. And 2013 is the year of emergence, emerging from the seedling, emerging, growing, the bud, and then coming out into full blossom, the fullness of who you really are. And when you've got a blank canvas like that, it's so simple because every day is a new day, a brand new day to recreate yourself the way you aspire to be. Many aspects of you that have been hidden are now coming forward as you remember who you are. And you'll know for the last few weeks I've been going on and on about remembering who you are and tapping into that inner power, conversing with your inner power to be told exactly who you are, to feel who you are, and to have that level of understanding and acknowledgement. And as you do remember this, it includes all these lovely, luscious aspects of you, like channeling abilities, readings for people, adding to your existing skill sets with musical abilities, voice work, intuition, abilities to access Akashic records, remote viewing. And so it goes on as this divine feminine aspect of you truly expands and equalizes with the divine masculine within, because the divine masculine is the aspect of you that will take all these glorious attributes and make them happen. And it's about confidence. You know, right at the top of this show, it says that you're going to hear about confidence in this show and grow confidence and grow that certainty that 2013 is your year. And you're going to have free rein as you step up, step out, confident. And you're going to let go and leave behind all of the past. And if you feel that are bits that you still need to work on and have healed, then you know you can find someone, a therapist, a coach, who's going to help you release the last of that old stuff, because it no longer grows corn. You know, I sometimes wish people had the understanding that every time they open their mouth, every time they speak, they use the vibration of their voice to communicate. And if you start to re-energize old stuff, all the stuff that happened to you in the past, you drag it all up again, you re-energize it again, it takes some kind of form in your cellular structure. So, you know, a lot of this awareness that we talk about, this awakening that we talk about, is about monitoring every word that comes out your mouth and being aware when you step into the gossip mode, or you step into perhaps slagging somebody off, not being quite so nice about them. It's just about awareness. It's about catching yourself doing it. And as Esther Hicks channeling. Abraham says, get your thoughts and words onto something good so that you're always allowing well-being. And this is something, for me, it took a long time to do this because I didn't have the understanding. And that's why I'm sharing it with you, because even just spending Christmas with the family this year, and we've had a beautiful Christmas, I hope you have too, but you know, I was observing, I wasn't judging or criticizing, but I could hear a lot of the stuff going on, and here's how they should be living their lives, this is what they should be doing, why are they not doing that? And there needs to be something more awareness about just living your own life and really getting your own life, all singing, all dancing. And let other people have their journey without stepping in to try to interfere or advise unless you're asked. And that's the caveat with that one. So we really need to understand that as we speak, we're using our vibration and we have choice. Choice is a wonderful thing. We can raise people's vibrations by being helpful, by being loving, by being kind. Or we can pan them, bin them just as easily. So, you know, responsible for every word that comes out your mouth. And get help. Ask for help. We spoke about that last week. Don't be scared to ask for help. For me, I feel it really is a sign of strength. But you know what? In 2013, I've already said it, it's exciting. We're all feeling a lot lighter. We've gotten rid of those old overcoats of darkness and like trudging through treacle. So we're encouraged and all of a sudden, nothing seems to be unattainable. It really is good because we have more trust and faith that everything we're doing that's new will have permanently lasting levels. And let's just look at that. Permanently lasting, and we can build our trust and faith. And the more we do that, the more good stuff's going to show up, and we become the flow of the divine. I am the flow of the divine in my life. Write that down. That's nice. So we've ditched the fear, we've ditched the guilt of the old ancient lives. We're stepping into a new era of peace and love that will universally support us in every way. We join together, one voice, one heartbeat, one cosmic heartbeat. And let's tune in to the essence of this cosmic force of unconditional love and sound our souls. Because the more we can sound and use our voice positively with the power of our intention, the better we'll be. And the soul sound, the heart sound I love to use is simply, ah. What could be easier? What could be easier? And so when you have the next convenient in-breath, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, focus on your heart, think about your entire being, all five bodies, just that energy field that you are, just allowing yourself now to breathe beautifully into it. Allow yourself to sink deep down into it, and you're going to make the sound of ah. So breathing in. Relaxing. Breathing in again. Relaxing. Breathing in again. You're now connecting with your soul. Your eyes are closed. You are relaxed. Breathing in. Now, how wonderful is that? Do you see how simple that is? And there might be some of you sitting there thinking, oh, I don't like my voice, or I can't get my voice to make a good sound. Just notice, this is about awareness. We're not comparing your voice with anyone. You don't need to be Kirita Kanwa or Sheila Easton or a great singer of any kind, you just need to make your own sound and hold that intention that the sound you're making is connecting you to your soul and your heart, to the very highest vibrational part of you, and it soothes your soul and it helps you to relax. And as you do that, you let go. And it's almost as if it gives you a little mini nap. Such deep relaxation can make your time elastic. And then suddenly you seem to have more time in your life. But you know what? We're going to do a little bit more sound work later on, because I feel that it's really good for you to get used to using your voice. But just in this moment, we're going to take another break. So I'm Patricia and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll look at a simple way of tuning in to yourself, the divine and the one soul consciousness. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, hi there. You're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. We were talking about your divine feminine energy and how it shows up in your life and how you are using it. And we're taking this opportunity tonight on the 30th of December to do a life review, get it in the journal, notice with awareness, just see how 2012 has been, what you've learned, how you've grown. And look at all of that with the eyes of love and understanding and tenderness, because I just know every single one of you out there has done a great job and you've grown massively. And then we were coming to look at 2013. And in the weeks and months to come, starting in 2013, I'm going to be joined by other facilitators, coaches, philosophers, who are going to share with you how they embrace their divine feminine energy and bring it forward into their lives. And it's going to be interesting because I'm actually going to focus a lot on men and asking them to share that, because it would be lovely to have more and more men really beginning to understand what this kind of spiritual awakening is all about and getting more and more understanding. So if you're listening out there and you know some men that might be interested in knowing more about their energies and how to balance them to bring forward their soul's purpose, and maybe they haven't a clue even what that means, but we will investigate all of that and see what it means for these guys who are working in the mind, body, spirit sector and who are out there sharing their love and their understanding and their knowing with all of you. So we've been looking back today with gratitude, letting go of the past and all past experience. And we've been tuning in and we've also been creating what we need to create to achieve our soul's purpose. And we made sound. We made that beautiful sound, and we understand that when we make our own sound, our authentic sound, our own heart tone, that we, if we embrace a wonderful intention and devote our attention to something in particular, we are our own best healers. There is nobody out there that can replace the guru that is you about you. And the more people begin to understand this, that they are their own guru, the less likely they will be to reach out all the time to other people to try to glean understanding. It is all there within you. And I'm not contradicting myself. I did say ask for help of therapists. I think we all at times need somebody else to stand in our energy field with us and just hold us in that energy and facilitate, allow us to come to our own deep understanding of what's playing out for us or what's going on. And I actually think all therapists should be doing this, all practitioners, everyone, you all just need a helping hand at times. I have my mentors, I have my coaches, love them. They really help so much. And so we all go forward. And it is about nobody's better than anybody else. There are people a bit further down the road or not so far or whatever. But that would be comparing. And we're not into that because that would be the work of the ego. So we are all in this together and we are all growing and expanding with love and light. But you know, we have been talking about the soul's purpose, and you might be saying, okay, well, 2013 is looming for me. I haven't a clue. I'm looking into this abyss in front of me, and I don't know where I'm going and what I'll be doing. And to some degree, I'm just waiting. I'm going to wait on the universe to carry me forward. And you know what, guys? There's nothing wrong with that. I do a lot of that myself. I allow the universe to kind of pull me forward, just to guide me. But I always tune in because opportunities come in. I mean, they say that we are making millions of decisions every single day of our lives, one after the other, boom, boom, boom. You know, will I pick up the cup? Will I pick up the pencil? Will I write that? Will I go to my computer? Constant, constant decisions. And when we get to the real big soul stuff, what we do need to do is tap into that inner wisdom. So let's do that. Let's do that right now. You've already been closing your eyes earlier on to make some beautiful sounds. But let's go to your soul now. Where is your soul living, do you think? I think it's down there somewhere in the sacred temple of your heart. So just closing the eyes once again. Feel that deep relaxation as you do close your eyes. Find yourself relaxing. There's no need to do anything. I'm doing all the talking. You can do the listening and relax. Just allow the tongue to lie on the floor of your mouth. And you've got your pen and journal ready for when you come out of this exercise. So you're just breathing deeply as you sink down and down, connecting to the roots down at your feet and putting your roots down into the heart of Mother Earth. Down and down they go. And once you've done that, because she is so wonderful and she just pulls you in, you feel you're going into the womb of the earth. It is so warm, loving, receptive. And then once you have done that, take your awareness to the top of your head and see your beautiful halo. And yes, we've all got a halo when we focus on the high vibrational side of ourselves, the light side of ourselves. We have halos. So just put that connector that comes out of the halo, it's like a big tube, if you like, conduit, plug it into the source of all that is, or the universe, or Mother, Father, God, whatever you would prefer, please use that. But plug in and breathe. Bring yourself into that lovely core alignment. You become like a flexible bamboo that can swing in the wind, but you're connected up above and down below. And now you're just coming in with all of your awareness to your center, into your beautiful heart, because you have a gorgeous heart, and you're going to just enter into the sacred temple there. It's beautiful. I would liken it to maybe the Albert Hall in London. It's quite a vast space, but you will have big theatres near you that you might think it's like the O2 or some fabulous American theater or gathering place. And this is your sacred temple, and this is where your soul essence lives. So what you do there is go and speak to your soul essence. Let your brain go to sleep. And the question here is, what would you have me be and do this coming year? What would you have me be? What would you have me do this coming year? Now, you are going to take the time to listen. You're going to listen to the answers. You are not going to edit what comes in because maybe it doesn't grab you. You might think, oh, I would never do that. I don't want to do this. Just let it be with you. Let it sit with you, because it could be interesting further down the road. And move into that still place. And I'm going to invite you, because in a moment we are going to be going to a short break, but what you can do is just stay in that place, and in that place get all the information you need. And then in a few minutes, when the time is right, come back to the room, write it down. In the meantime, this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We are going on a quick break right now. You get on with your inner work. When we return, I'm going to share with you some ways of really getting in touch with your divine feminine power. So do stay tuned.
Hold on, Selecta.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Well, hello there and welcome back. I hope you've brought yourself very gently back from that little journey to have a conversation with your soul's essence. I wonder what you learned from your soul. What would it have you do? Is it what you thought or not? What would it have you be? Was it what you thought or not? Do you need some guidance, some help? Do you need to connect again to this inner resource? And as you resource, go back to the source for your inner wisdom, you will get all the answers you need. So that's a little technique I'm going to leave with you. Wonderful thing to do, I always think, at New Year time is either at midnight rather than partying and everything, is to really tune in and get your messages for the new year, or at some point during New Year's Day, just to take half an hour to an hour to be with you, some me time away from everything that's going on, and go into that place where you can tap into the most wonderful divine wisdom. And I call it wise woman wisdom. And I say womb and W-O-M-B-A-N because it's about going into the womb of Mother Earth, into your primordial connection, and that is what comes forward with that inner power. But let me tell you, today's giveaways are still there. 5 MP3s, phone in 1-800-930-2819. There's one with your name on it. And you know, we talk about love being the major aspect of the divine feminine. Well, I earlier this year put out a book called Simply That. It is Love. That's the name of it. Easy to remember. And it's on Amazon. That's the easiest way to get it. It's either a paperback or you can have an ebook. You can download it that way. I also brought out to accompany it a beautiful CD. It has visualizations and it discusses, talks about love, the oneness, and also your divine balance, bringing together male and female aspects. But it does take you on a beautiful journey to the center of your heart, to the core of your being. And that's where you want to work from. Everything you do then becomes heart-led. And that includes your business, your relationships, your family, heart-led. And this just takes you into a new world. But you know, on January the 11th, I am starting a series of 3 teleseminars, and it's all about wise woman wisdom, just what we've been talking about. And I can't tell you exactly what it's going to be about because I channel most of it as I'm doing it. So therefore, it would be incorrect to say it's definitely going to be this, that, or the next thing. They have told me, however, it will be primordial, synchronized sounds and channeling that Mary Magdalene will be contributing through me, and Yeshua ben Joseph, you will know as Jesus. So it's about the divine, and it's about the sacred marriage, but most importantly, about primordial power. So please go to my website, www.patriciairiskerens.com, and you will find everything on the shop, the store there. You'll get it there. And you can log on and we will get codes out to you. Now, the other thing that's been going on is the series of workshops I'm doing around and in and around birthing the divine feminine. They're happening in March in Maryland and Baltimore. And I will be over there 17th, 18th, 19th. I regret to say that all the places for one-to-ones with me are booked up. However, the one-day workshop still has places and the evening talk on the Friday. So, again, log on to www.patriciairiskerens.com for more information. In February, I will be in Ireland. Beautiful Ireland, beautiful part of Ireland, Galway, and I will be doing an introductory talk on the Friday evening, the 23rd, and on the 24th, I'll be doing the same one-day workshop. So trying to get around a little bit and get the message out because more and more people are expressing great interest in this aspect of themselves, but also the Magdalene. And I think at some point during this series of programs, I will do an evening with the Magdalene for you. It's always interesting to hear what she brings through, and we learn a lot from it. The other aspect of my work that is busy are the one-to-one coaching sessions over the phone by Skype, where I simply step into your field with you and we merge together and we have a look at what's been going on for you, ancestral, generational patterning, DNA distortions, pains, disease, all of that kind of thing. We can release, we can heal. There is nothing that cannot be done. And when our energies join together with the power that is brought in is amazing. And the wonderful illumined beings of light come in and work through in and around us. So really, if I can be of any help, please come on my site, www.patriciairiskerens.com. And there is a teleseminar that was all about ascension and rebirthing, and it had 12 sessions, one-hour sessions, that is available as the collection, again, in the store. And that has had rave reviews, changing people's lives. I can't tell you what's on them. Once I've channeled them, it kind of goes. But it is amazing work, and I urge you, if you get the chance, you can download them one at a time. Now, we're going now to the tip of the week. I'm going to invite you to really connect with the outdoors this week. Go outside for at least 10 minutes every single day and breathe deeply. And really connect to the deepest part of yourself, that core, that soul center. And allow the healing energy of trees and flowers and plants to permeate every cell of your energy field. Every subatomic particle, breathe in that wonderful organite through the trees and the crystals. And just remember, I am here to serve you on your journey and show a little light on your path. And if you would like to contact me, you can go to the website. I've given you the name. All of my info is on the contact page, and you can sign up for my monthly Divine Feminine Empowerment newsletter. And when you do that, you receive a free introductory CD to my work. But you know what? Keep writing. Tonight, keep writing, creating the new you for 2013. Allow all your aspects to flow in harmony, because your divine feminine is emerging and blossoming in 2013. Thanks to Brian and the wonderful production team for tonight. Bless you all and thank you all. And I really hope you'll join me every Sunday on the Awakening Talk Radio Show. So this is me signing off, and I look forward to you telling your friends and joining me again next week. Bye for now.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world.
Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose. And bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.